This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of years ago, one of the many times that things got dicey in Egypt, I had a chat with a shopkeeper in Cairo named Imad Nur Hafez about how all the political instability there was affecting his tourist business. There have been plenty of ups and downs in Egypt since then, but tourism has never really bounced back to where it was pre-Arab Spring. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams recorded that interview I did with Imad. She went back not too long ago to see how he's getting by.
Everything is okay.
Imad Nur Hafez's welcome is just as warm and his shop just as chocked full of handmade jewelry boxes and pen holders as it was the first time I visited. But Cairo's Khana Khalili Bazaar, though still busy on a weekend evening, is very different. My friend and I are the only foreigners in sight.
I'm changing my life completely because 4 years now, no tourists. I have a family, I have kids, I have my parents also. So now I do it double power to live.
Even working two times as hard, Hafez says his monthly income dropped by half since before 2011 and is just now slowly starting to creep back up. And it's not because of sales in his shop, even though Egypt's tourism numbers have recovered a bit.
Before, all the customers come to me.
He does still get some customers, locals coming in to order custom Arabesque-style furniture, but most of his tourist stuff gets exported in bulk to Europe and to Gulf countries. Changing the way he does business hasn't been easy or cheap.
I must pay it for shipping. I must pay it for taxes. There is cargo from my shop to airport, you know. There is a lot of things.
Before the revolution, when he was only exporting 20% of his products, those taxes and shipping costs weren't that bad. But now it's reversed, and he exports 80% of his merchandise. And Hafez isn't the only one. He introduces me to a fellow shopkeeper just across the courtyard. Mohamed El Zouali sells hand-cast and etched pots and lanterns polished on machines just around the corner.
Before, if you produced 1,000 pieces, you'd sell 200 to 300 in your shop and export the rest. Now, if you produce the 1,000 pieces, you have to export them all.
But he's not too worried, since he still gets custom orders for lights and fixtures from local businesses and has a stable of European customers who buy his goods in bulk.
I'm a producer. I know where to put my products. The man whose shop is closed now, he used to rely on souvenirs. Now, of course, in the times we're living, there are no customers, so things have stopped for him.
Across the courtyard, Imad Hafez says the only way for businesses like his to survive is to be flexible. As evidence of what happens when you're not, he references the hundreds of shuttered shops in the bazaar.
They stopped in the same place. They're still waiting the tourists. It's okay, and the tourist doesn't come.
Hafez thinks the new military-backed government will lure tourists back to pre-revolution levels, but he's going to keep focusing on exports for now, just in case. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.